Sovereign Grace Chapel, located at 135 Annabelle Lane in Beaver, West Virginia, invites you to listen to a gospel message concerning Jesus Christ our Lord. If you'd like to follow along, I'm going to be in Psalm 37, the 37th Psalm. And I'm going to begin reading in verse 37 of Psalm 37. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in Him. Now, we have a greater salvation than we know. That's not God's fault. That's our fault.
Amen.
He's given it to us in writing.
Yes.
He came down in the person of His Son and spoke it to us.
Yeah.
And they still didn't get it. You understand? Let people see Jesus in you. They didn't see Jesus in Jesus. Well, they didn't see God
right.
in Jesus. Yeah. Is this not the carpenter's son? Mm. No, he's not the carpenter's son.
Right.
He was the son of Mary, but he was God's holy son.
Amen.
But our feeble thoughts are just that, feeble. And our limited mental capability is just that, limited. Because our mind is so lacking in concentration that we cannot comprehend the totality or the cost of the salvation that He has given to us. John Newton said this, and I really like this. May we sit at the foot of the cross and there learn what sin has done, what justice has done, and what love has done. And that's good. Because God has wrought, worked, performed a perfect salvation for a fallen race.
Amen.
By His perfect Son. And that's my title today. From the first part of verse 37. Mark the perfect man.
Yeah.
Now I'll say this. No, it's not a guy named Mark who's the perfect man. It's Mark the perfect man. What's that mean? Take heed to this man.
Yeah.
This man. Singular. We're in the singular here. Attend to this man. Behold this man, he's going to say in a minute. But here's the crux of it. Pay attention to this perfect man.
Yeah.
You want to know why? There's only one. There's only one. There's only one. Folks, there's only one perfect man, and that is the man, Christ Jesus. I still remember when Earl said that years, decades ago now. I never thought of it before. There's a man sitting at the right hand of the majesty on high. He's still got nail prints in his palm and a hole in his side. I think one day those are going to be closed up, but that's just speculation. And it doesn't matter anyway because it doesn't seem to be bothering him. This man, this perfect man, this is the only man because this perfect man is the anointed one, the Christ of God, the Messiah. And in Isaiah, he's called the Lord of hosts is his name. What? Our Redeemer. Our Redeemer. the Most Holy, the Holy One of Israel, the Redeemer from all sin. Pay attention. What do I mean by that? Heed his words.
Yeah.
Heed his words. You understand? He came down and spoke to us, and we have it recorded for our nurture and our admonition.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For reproof and rebuke.
Yes.
You know why? We need it all.
We need it all.
We need to be built up and tore down at the same time.
Right.
And you understand, he can do it. You know why? Mark the perfect man.
Yeah.
The perfect man. Who knows exactly what to say and when to say it?
Yes, sir.
Not me.
Not me.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. And he does. As a matter of fact, he can guide you right to the scripture you need to see. When you need to see it. Oh, I like that. I tell you, it's good to believe and to try and serve a sovereign God. I like it. I like it. I was listening on the way up here. He's prophet, he's priest, and he's king. Now, to my knowledge, nobody's ever been all three before.
Right.
Now, David was a prophet and a king, but he wasn't a priest. No. The only one that comes close, and throwing a little confusion into it, is Melchizedek.
Right. Yeah.
Because he was a priest of the Most High God. He was the king of Salem, and you don't really say that he was a prophet, but since he was a pre-incarnate Christ, I believe, I don't think I'd be a problem with it. But here it is. This, the perfect man, is our prophet with a capital P, the one that Moses spoke of, saying there's going to be a prophet who's going to come like me. But to him, all the nations are going to bow. Oh, and they're going to bow. Some of us are bowing now. That's much better than bowing later. Oh, he's our prophet. He's the high priest. The high priest to God.
Yeah.
What? He offered himself, his sacrifice and offering to the Father.
Yes.
What? A perfect offering from the perfect man.
Yeah.
A perfect sacrifice of the perfect Lamb of God. Offered perfectly to perfection itself in the Holy of Holies. The one not made with hands. Not of this earth, but above. And right now he ever liveth to make intercession for us. And you know how he does that? Perfectly. He does it perfectly. Oh, but pay attention to his words. I wanted to do these. Because there's a statement that one of the people who actually met our Lord Jesus Christ or heard our Lord Jesus Christ said this. Never a man spake like this man.
Right.
Oh, mark the perfect man. Pay attention. Here's some of the things he said. I wrote down a bunch of them. Matthew 5:18. For verily, what? I say unto you. Till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled.
Amen, that's right.
The law hasn't gone anywhere.
Right.
Not yet. There's going to come a time where there's going to be no need for the law.
Yeah.
And by the flesh, by the law, shall no flesh be justified. That's what the scripture says. And I'm going to say something just a little bit different. Okay? By the law is no flesh converted.
Right. Right.
By the law, no flesh is preserved.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm sorry. Matthew 5 and verse 20 says, For I say unto you, these are all the words of Christ, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Now, I can just bet you my last bottom dollar, that scared a lot of people when he said it.
Sure.
And I'll tell you this, that might have scared a lot of scribes and Pharisees. But here it is. This is the truth. Mark the perfect man. Pay attention to him. Matthew 5:39, but I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. Whatever happened to an eye for an eye? Matthew 5:44, a lot of these were from the Sermon on the Mount, as they call it. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. Oh. And persecute you. You understand why? You need to pity the unbeliever.
Sure.
They don't know what you know.
Right.
More importantly, they don't know who you know. They really don't. And they don't get it at all. Because if they did, they wouldn't be persecuting you. This is the whole thing. Luke 13:24 says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you. You understand? Don't worry about my words. This is Christ's words.
Right.
Strive to enter in at the straight gate. Strive. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and here it is, shall not be able.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. And you understand this? He said what he meant, and he meant what he said.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are not able to enter the straight gate.
That's right.
Now you can either deal with it or not. Most people choose to ignore it. Most preachers choose not to quote it. But this is what the words of Jesus Christ. Mark the perfect man. Pay attention to what he said. See. Oh, Luke 15:10. I like this one. Likewise, I say unto you. This is one of the good ones. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
That's good.
That is really good. That is so much better than when you hear a bell ring, an angel gets its wings. That's what Hollywood comes up with, folks. From 100 years ago or whenever it was. And I watched that movie. I can't help it. I like that movie. I like Jimmy Stewart. But here's the truth. There's joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner. One sinner that repenteth. Oh my, I like that, I do.
Yeah.
John 5:19 says, then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, he said that a lot. Truly, truly, pay attention to what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. There's no discrepancy between the Father and the Son.
Amen.
And there never has been.
John 5:24.
Verily, verily, it says again, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Past tense. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed, what? From death unto life. That's another good one. One more. John 5:25. This is what I quote occasionally, and read, and I really do love. John 5:25, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
Amen.
And you want me to add something on the end of that? And the angels are joyful in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the one that hears his voice lives, and the one that he makes live is going to repent.
Amen.
He's going to make sure they repent. Mark this man. Pay attention to him and his words, because this perfect man speaks only the truth.
Amen.
Nothing but the truth. Then it says this, mark the perfect man, and behold, the upright. The upright. I preached on this last month or whatever. But what that means to behold is to see, to consider, wait a minute, to look upon with respect.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, respect. This is just not a casual, oh yeah, there he is. No, no, no. Behold the upright.
Yeah.
Behold the upright. I preach from it. Psalms 92 and verse 15. To show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. And I said that was Christ then. And I'm here to tell you right now, that word upright, where it says, behold the upright, and the Lord is upright, that's the exact same word. The exact same Hebrew word. You know why? Because it's talking about the same person.
Amen.
Mark the perfect man. Behold the upright. This is the Lord Jesus Christ and no one else. Behold the upright, because only the Lord is upright. There's no darkness in him.
No.
Not even a shadow of turning. I love that part. There's not even a hint. There's not even a smidgen. No. You understand, God knows one way. Well, God is the way, but he only knows one way, straight ahead.
Amen.
You understand, mark the perfect man. You know why? He don't have to make corrections.
Right.
My way may go whichever, however it goes. I'm not going to go into that. But here's the thing, his way is straight as an arrow.
Yeah.
As Earl used to say, gun barrel straight. Because that's the way he goes. He is upright. Fully vertical. The perfect man is the Lord from heaven. He is the Son that was to be given. And behold, he is upright. Upright. What? There is no sin in him.
Yeah.
None. Whatsoever. None. No sin in him. Now, he did suffer. The just. What? The upright. For the unjust. Oh, yes, he did. He bore it in his own body on the tree. But he's bearing it no more.
Right.
You understand? Henry told a story. I was listening to it on the way up here. This fella he knew in Kentucky that was another preacher, and he retired. He was getting old. And he retired after 10 years of pastoring this one church. And he moved to Ashland. And him and Henry were talking. He says, you know what they gave him? He said, you know what they gave me? I pastored these people for 10 years and tried to preach the gospel to them. And I think I did a little bit. He says, but you know what they gave me as a going away present? They gave him a 9-pound bronze crucifix. And Henry said, they did not. He said, yes, they did. Now, he didn't go into what the guy did with it, okay? But I'm thinking maybe the recycling center might have got something that day. I don't know. But here's the thing. You understand? And Henry said, I agree wholeheartedly. You'll never see a manger scene at this chapel.
Right.
And you'll never see a crucifix on the wall.
Right.
Because I personally will take it down if somebody puts one up. That's a warning and a promise at the same time. I've been through all that Catholic stuff. I'm not doing it no more. Because here it is. Yes, he was in a manger. He was upright. Yes, he was on the cross. And still upright. Oh, he had our sin in him. God punished him for our sin. None of his own. None of his own. He who knew no sin took our sin. Was made to be sin for us. He didn't have the problem, we did.
Amen.
But here's the thing, He's not on that crucifix now.
No.
You understand? We bow to a living, reigning King.
Amen.
The Lord God Jesus Christ. He is Yahweh Elohim.
Yes, he is.
And that's who we bow to. Yes, we are thankful for the cross.
Amen.
And yes, it is like what John Newton wrote. We need to ponder it.
Mm-hmm.
What? Justice and love has done for us in the person of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But he's not there anymore.
No.
I don't need a 9-pound bronze Jesus. I really don't. Oh my. The Lord is upright. Behold this upright, perfect man. There's no sin in him. He took away our sin. He suffered and he is upright.
Yeah.
He is upright. But behold the man, the upright, perfect man, Jesus Christ. There is no one like unto this perfect man. Upright. Behold the Lamb of God. Look unto him, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. What does it say then? Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. Here it is. For the end of that man is peace.
Yes.
Oh, I like that. I like that. The end of this man, knowing, marking this man, beholding the upright, the end of this, the end of him, this man, is peace. You understand? Didn't say the end of this man is glory. Although it's glorious.
Sure.
He's glorious. He's seated. I did it again. He is seated at the right hand of the majesty on high. He is glorious. He is the one by him everything was made. And it was made by him for him. And by him it all consists. It's held together by his power. But the end of this man is peace.
Yeah.
You know why? That's what we need.
Yes.
That's what we need. He is peace. We need his peace.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I do. In this perfect man, mark this perfect man, is peace. Peace. And here's the thing, peace with God.
Amen.
Peace with God.
Yeah.
Ah, I don't have to fight against God anymore. I don't want to fight against God anymore. I did it one time, but I was dumb and didn't know what I was doing. I was a rebel against God without knowing it, Walter. Yeah. I fought with him, Mac. Without knowing, there wasn't a fight. Because if God fights against you, you're dead. You understand? It's like that old thing with the little kid. He put his hand out there and you're just swinging away and not hitting a thing. There's no fight with God. God will either kill you or he won't. But here it is. But this is the thing. For the end of that man is peace. I want to point this out. Hebrews 11 verse 13 states this. These all died in faith.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, that's peace.
That's peace.
That's peace. But here's the thing. This is what you got to. Before you get to the peace, you got to mark the perfect man and you got to behold the upright.
Right.
Because before these all died in peace, what? These all lived in faith.
Yeah.
By faith, the righteous live.
Yeah.
Yes, they died in faith, but it's because, what? They heard the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
Yeah.
These all lived in faith. What does it say? I remember when you pointed this out, Walter. It's in the book of Hebrews, it's in chapter 11. I just kind of noted them down. By faith, they did stuff.
Sure.
You understand? By faith, they offered to God a more excellent sacrifice. By faith, the ark was built. By faith, some got up and got out. By faith, there was sojourning, sacrifices, blessings. Countries and places were forsaken, and countries and places were entered. By faith, the people of God were delivered. By faith, a Gentile woman received some spies against her own country, against her own city. By faith. By faith, kingdoms were subdued, lions' mouths were stopped, fire was quenched. And by faith, some dead were raised to life.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Why? How? What's it say? Because they trust in him.
Yeah.
Oh. By faith, some were burned to death at the stake.
Yes. Yes.
By faith, they pleased God.
Yeah.
And they died in faith. What? The end of this man is peace.
Yes, sir.
And what's it say? Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
Yeah.
Oh. When he tells, what does it say recorded in Acts about Stephen when he was being stoned? He said, I see the Son of God standing, not seated at the right hand of the Father, but standing. Paying attention to one of his children coming home. Oh, I tell you. I'll give you another one here. Matthew 8:11 says, And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and from the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, where? In the kingdom of heaven. Oh my, and he was talking about Gentiles at that time. He was talking about Gentiles. To a bunch of Jews, he mentioned that. They're going to come from everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not just Jerusalem. It's just not Judea. And even it's not even Israel. No, they're going to come from everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, east and the west. Guess what, folks? That's peace.
That's peace.
That's peace.
Yeah.
Oh, the end with this man is peace. What more can you ask for? What? We are going to see him as he is. Oh, I like that.